Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Richie Lee. And good morning to you, Richie.
Hi, good morning.
You know, you don't have to go to Omaha, Des Moines, or Chicago to hear great music. You can go to the Corning Opera House, right?
That is right.
Because you are going to be there on Sunday the 26th, 2 to 5 p.m. That's what I have on my calendar. I think that's when you're going to be there, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Sometimes it's kind of hard to keep track of the days. Is this Monday or is this Thursday? Maybe your life isn't like that, but sometimes that happens. So, Richie Lee, I know that a lot of people will recognize your name because you have visited Atlantic quite a number of times.
Yes, I have.
So,
yeah, we've usually played at the community center.
Yes, uh-huh.
And stuff a lot of times.
Yes.
So
this time we'll remind people again that you're going to be at the Corning Opera House on Sunday the 26th, and that's a Sunday afternoon, 2 to 5. Richie, just in case there are some folks that have not heard you, tell us about your performance. What is it like?
We do a tribute to a lot of great artists of the 50s, like Buddy Holly, Ricky Nelson, Eddie Cochran, Richie Valens, and even Elvis. So it's kind of a tribute to a lot of different greats of the 50s and early 60s. So,
do you find that kind of targets your audience, or are you picking up some younger people that say, oh, we enjoy that music and we want to learn more about that music?
We do kind of get all ages, really. It really depends and stuff. And I think it depends more on the music, it's such great music that, how could you not like it?
Well, a lot of us would certainly agree with that. How could you not like it? And each of these people that you talked about have their own style. And you are going to have a backup band with you that are mostly local people or, from the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have heard them, and I think they're a great band. And I know that you've played with some of them before, at least, you kind of exchange members of the band, but I know you've played with some of them before.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one of the things that always surprises me, and I've said this before, how musicians they're kind of like waves or something. You can come and go and mix with a new group, and everybody just kind of gets together and makes great music, Richie.
Yeah. It's fun finding different people that, you never usually play with and stuff.
So let's talk about you. You play the guitar. Is that right?
Yeah, I do.
And do you play other instruments?
I play bass guitar and play drums.
Okay. That's something that I didn't realize. And let's talk about your growing up. When did you start pounding on the table to like drums? When did you start knowing that you were into music?
I've always liked music since I can remember. Probably as early as 2 years old, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would always, be singing around the house or whatever. And I don't know, it's just something that always interested me.
Mm-hmm. And were your parents musical?
No, not really. My mom she played music back in, when she was younger and stuff, but she played like accordion and stuff. So it wasn't really what she wanted to do, so.
But,
didn't get into it as much as, uh-huh. My dad just likes music. He's just a music lover. He mostly likes, 50s, 60s. So that's what I grew up on.
Uh-huh. So, now, when did you start performing?
Right when I learned guitar is when I started really doing it, which is around 11. But when I was, I was about 8 years old, I won a Buddy Holly contest at one of the malls we have here. So that was probably one of the first, experiences, I guess.
I would think that really motivated you to say, hey, I can do this, and I'm guessing you love it.
It did. Yes, it's probably one of the first times I really started singing, so.
And you mentioned a number of those artists, and have you tried to copy so that you sound like them, or is it more the feeling of the music? How do they influence your sound?
Actually, we tried to do it like they did. So it's pretty true to the original.
Okay.
I like to keep it that way because, you know, it's really hard to beat the originals. So actually, I mean, you know, they were the hits, so.
True. And I think that your Buddy Holly copy is what you really have kind of built on and then expanded on.
Yes. Oh, yes. Buddy Holly was always my gimmick, I guess you'd say, you know, and stuff. So that was one of the first, you know, true copies we tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
Tributes, I should say.
Mm-hmm. And so. Have you followed his life? I mean, in addition to the music, are you a fan that went back to find out about his beginnings and his short life?
Oh, yes. Yep. I, you know, studied a lot on all that and stuff. And, you know, it's very interesting. You know, because to think how many hits he had in a short amount of time, you know, is just amazing. Because not even people nowadays have that many hits in that short amount of time. So.
And how many was that?
I couldn't even tell you how many hits right now. I don't even remember, but quite a few.
And how old was he when he was killed?
22.
That's very young.
Yeah.
Many artists are just really finding their moment at 22. You're still really very beginning. And he had a long history, but certainly a lot of success in that very short time.
And he recorded a lot of, even songs that didn't become hits were great songs, you
mm-hmm.
know, but... he recorded a lot of stuff during, you know, that short amount of time
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
it's just unbelievable. And then Richie Valens, you know, he just started. He was only 17, and he only had almost one year, pretty much. He, you know, I don't even think the full year he had. So.
And what were a couple of the songs that really speak about Richie Valens?
Oh, Come On, Let's Go, La Bamba, Donna.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it for, you know, big hits. Those are the bigger ones.
Right.
And he had one called Ooh My Head, and that was in the movie Go Johnny Go. You know, one of Alan Freed's movies that he had back in the, you know, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And then there was the movie about Richie Valens and learned a little more about his life and his music.
Yeah,
and,
great movie.
Yes. So it's great that somebody like you can really bring back those voices and that life to the music of that time. So it will be really, I think, fun to hear you and see you. And where do you go from, kind of, what's your area of travel? Do you stay in Iowa, or are you going way beyond that?
We go all over, really. You know, it depends. Like, we've gone to, we've done, you know, like, little tours and stuff, where we've been to Montana, New Mexico, Colorado, and stuff. But the majority of stuff, you know, is probably around Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. So
okay, well, you are fortunate to be able to do that. We are fortunate that you have the skill and the talent that you're willing to share with us, and you're going to be doing that the closest place I know of right now, of course, is at the Corning Opera House on Sunday the 26th, 2 to 5 p.m. And I think if you go online, I'm sure if you go online to the Corning Opera House, you'll see more information there. But, and if you haven't been to the Corning Opera House, folks, you need to go, because it is an amazing renovation for that old building that was in terrible condition. And I think they have a great stage and lighting, and know, I'm not a performer, but I was impressed, Richie.
I'm looking forward to it. I've done, you know, opera houses in the past, and those are really cool places. I mean, unlike any other place you play, you know, so.
Right. Yeah, lots of history
really
to that. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you then again on Sunday the 26th, Corning Opera House, 2 to 5 p.m., Richie Lee. And until next time, here's a thought. Music is what feelings sound like.